Hey everyone, welcome back to BioNexus Health Podcast Series. Today we are traveling to Michigan to speak with Tammy and her remarkable recovery from many chronic conditions. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and welcome Tammy to today's podcast.
Welcome to the BioNexus Health Podcast with Dr. Jodie A. Darshaw, who holds a PhD in integrative medicine, is board certified in integrative pediatrics, an internationally recognized pioneering clinician, and author. And now here's your host of BioNexus Health Podcast, Dr. Jodie A. Darshaw.
Hey, Tammy, how are you doing today?
Good morning, doctor. Doing well. It's a little blustery, a little wintry this morning, but life is good.
Awesome. Yes, I love to hear the phrase life is good. I remember, you know, some time ago when I first met you, life wasn't so good.
Not so good. Yes. I think quite often that is the case with a lot of people that approach you. Yes.
Yes, of course. That was the case with me. I mean, you know, a misdiagnosis or query diagnosis of MS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, depression, anxiety, like, well, will you stop? You know, things were snowballing. And then it's thankfully I was able to unravel with the Lyme and the mold and the biotoxins. So could you start at the beginning, Tammy? Like, you know, where were you when we first met?
Okay. Prior to when we had met, I had gotten myself into quite a bit of mold exposure, quite severely, and ended up in the hospital for 6 days until they figured out, you know, fungus infection and so forth. So I had had that previously, but not much before I had met you. And I had met you in, it was June of 2001 was suggested that we contact you. And I was dealing with severe skin issues, like rashes, very severe rashes on my chest, arms, and legs, to the point where my legs would be scarred from it. And so it was suggested that we call you because you are natural medicine. And I was using all kinds of different creams and so on. And you had put me on a protocol for all my skin issues. It took, I think probably once after we had started, probably about 6 to 9 months to, and then for probably a year, I was not able to like expose my skin, my body. I never wore shorts because I loved to wear shorts in the summer, but I was dealing with some pretty severe skin issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I, but Tammy, I think you meant 2021, not 2001, right?
Yes, correct. 2021. Yes. You bet.
So you were dealing with chronic eczema type skin condition that was all over your body, over large area. What else? What other symptoms did you have?
Oh, let me see. I think that, well, do you mean like later on when I was bitten?
Yes, exactly. Yes. You know,
yes. Okay.
And any other symptoms like brain fog or gut issues or fatigue?
Oh, I had, yes, gut issues. I know you put me on that gut butter. And also the other tinctures, the herbal tinctures. And yes, brain fog was a very large component of all that. And that continued just because of later issues. But a lot of inflammation.
Aches and pains? Yeah. Any aches and pains in the body?
As far as that goes, I don't know so much with the skin issues. I really can't remember back then. That I dealt with later with, you know, issues after that. But All I know is that it cleared up, and that was big because
Oh, yes.
we don't like it when our skin burns and our joints ache and so forth, and that cleared that up for me. So that I was very thankful for. You bet.
And you mentioned a bite.
Yes, in 2022 in the spring, I started to feel very exhausted, and that's not like me. I do have a lot of energy. And then one morning I noticed I had a big bullseye rash on my right hip. And of course, that was alarm. And but I had been bitten. I live in Michigan, but I had been bitten once previously, a few months earlier in North Carolina. By a tick. And then when I was here, I was also bit again. And that I know of. I know I was bit at least once, but so I went to emergency and they put me on an IV and doxycycline, I think that's called. And then my spouse had contacted you for a Lyme protocol and so forth. But that was one of the hardest times in my life is to go through total exhaustion. I could not move my arms. I could not sleep. And if I slept, it was probably about 16 hours a day. Affected me mentally, was not mentally good, physically bad. Yeah, it was just like I was going down faster and faster. So that took a long time to get that all together. But I kept taking, your prescribed tinctures and so forth. And today I am like a whole different person. I've got my mental capacity back, my physical capacity back. So. It is just amazing the difference because I think that that course depression would set in too, and because you're not physically or mentally capable of living, the life that you knew before this had happened. So, and you had treated me for multiple infections. And so they have, as far as I know, that all I know is I'm feeling fantastic again. And so it has been a real blessing to have access to your protocols.
I
Of course.
absolutely love to hear that, Tammy. That you're looking and feeling fantastic. You know,
Yes.
I remember when I first met you, like I said earlier, and this is such a blessing to see you, feeling great, feeling revitalized
Sure.
again after
Yes.
everything you've been
Yes.
through.
Definitely. Yeah. So it's been good. It's been good.
Yes,
But I
and
know that a lot of people, it seems like I had discovered it thankfully by the bullseye, but I think that quite a few people are not fortunate to know exactly that they have Lyme disease and probably suffer for a long time because I've gotten more information from you and from really trying to research how difficult Lyme disease is to get through or to cure. And so I am very appreciative of the care I have gotten from your unbelievable help. So, and that's hard to get with Western medicine. Sure.
yes, it's kind of important to note that you have achieved your recovery with all natural herbal
Yes.
medicine, which is long lasting. It digs in deeper, it goes intracellular, especially for those who have been suffering for a while, like you
Sure.
said, Tammy,
Sure.
without really knowing it's Lyme.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't know what they're dealing with, but I know it can actually be much worse. I have come up upon quite a few people that have, you become debilitated and so forth, because it has really gotten itself in there and just lived inside of you. And to be able to get rid of that through an herbal protocol is just amazing. So I have a big belief in natural medicine now.
That's
For sure.
awesome. And I don't want to discount the fact that you have been very diligent with the protocol, with all of the required, dietary and lifestyle changes, all the precautions. So that credit goes to you for self-discipline. Even when not feeling well, you were able to maintain your self-discipline.
And I think that's hard to do too when you're not feeling well too, but I have a very good partner that is very knowledgeable, and you are a blessing to her also. And so we've together tried to make lifestyle changes and be strict with the protocols and so forth, which is so important, because so many lifestyles are not conducive to good health. So you helped us through that too, and that's so important. Especially now that I look at how bad it was, and how bad it could have been. Worse.
Good, good. Glad to see that you have energy, you have no more brain fog, your gut is fine, your sleep is good, your mood regulation, neurotransmitters, all on track. Awesome,
It's
awesome.
good. It's good.
And in fact, we recently discharged you, right?
Yes, you did.
Yay!
No,
I
I
love
have
it.
actually, I feel like myself again, I'm more communicative, now, and excited about life. I'm ready to, because I am a person that always uses their hands to create and so forth. And when that is taken away by infection from, those nasty little bugs that can be so harmful. So protective wise, take good care, when you are out, and animals carry them too, like our pets. They go out there, and I think that was for sure one of my tick bites was coming off of, an animal, a beloved animal. So
Yes.
to protect ourselves, when we are out in the environment, and check our animals. So yeah, very
Yes.
important. Yeah,
Yes.
but I've got my life back. I've got my life back, more than I thought I would. So it was so important to make the connection with you. So I'm deeply thankful that we have met.
Oh, it's been a privilege to be able to help you guys. And thank you so much for being here today to encourage others
Always.
right, pass on the important information to inspire others going through similar challenges with chronic Lyme disease.
Absolutely. And I can continue to do that in my everyday life when I come up against people that know of somebody with Lyme disease. So to get them on the right track and so forth. So, So it definitely helped me, and I know you're helping many others. So thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Very cool. So go ahead, enjoy your Sunday. We had this time change today, right? We did spring forward today. So it was like, yeah, I was taken unawares though a little bit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I
Yeah,
hope
I know.
everyone is aware. I mean, yeah.
All of a sudden it is here. We got busy lives, and
Yes.
that's the last thing we want to think about is losing an hour. So
Losing an hour, exactly. I thought I was waking up as usual at 4, and I'm like, my gosh, what happened? It's I don't know. Maybe it's kind of early this year. I don't know. It's all been topsy-turvy this year.
And our weather too has been very strange.
Yes.
Very strange. We've had beautifully warm weather this year, and that is not Michigan. No.
Right.
So yeah. So maybe to throw you off.
Yeah. So happy Sunday. Go ahead, enjoy your day.
Also to
Give my
you.
best to
Okay.
Kate.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, doctor.
Okay, well, We had a beautiful short podcast with Tammy from Michigan. And, you know, I think it was so inspiring, so hopeful that people suffering a great deal with chronic Lyme disease can recover at, you know, it's pretty much at any age, you know. So it is important to find the right practitioner, the right protocol. It is possible to do it completely naturally as well. So thank you for joining me today for today's podcast. And I will see you next time. Until then, be well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining Master Herbalist Dr. Jodi A. Dashaw, Director of the BioNexus Health Clinic and BioNexus Herbals, on the BioNexus Health Podcast, where we explore and share information and stories about recovering and healing from chronic and environmental illnesses such as mold biotoxin illness, Lyme disease, autism spectrum disorder, fatigue, Crohn's and colitis, mast cell activation syndrome, PANS, and more. Please help us grow our message by subscribing to our podcast channel and sharing the podcast on your social networks. For more information, visit bionexushealth.com.
Information within this video, audio, or text, collectively known as the podcast, has not been reviewed by the FDA. Nothing within the podcast is intended as or should be construed as medical advice. Information is for general informational and educational purposes only. Consumers of the podcast should consult with their healthcare practitioners for medical recommendations. Seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider. Do not disregard the advice of a healthcare provider based on any information from the podcast. The information within the podcast may contain information concerning dietary supplements or over-the-counter products that are not drugs. Our dietary supplement products are not intended for use as a means to cure, treat, prevent, diagnose, or mitigate any disease or other medical or abnormal condition.